Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Cleopatra Mantis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Mantis, but as always, you can call me Cleo, and it's time for part two of It's a Wrap Wednesday, and we're going to talk about women's health. This is October, the month of cancer, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We also have other types of cancerous cells, tumors, and things that we can talk about concerning women's health, but we're going to change it a little bit and switch it up first, and we're going to talk about healthcare savings. If you're not sure what that is, this is a savings account that you can have to save towards any type of medical cost. And anything you take out of that account to use for medical costs, it can be put back, given back to you via your tax return. Now, HSA can help a patient with high deductible health insurance plans cover their out-of-pocket costs. Contributions to the HSA, which is the health savings account, generally aren't subject to federal income tax, and the earnings in the account grow tax-free. Unspent money in the HSA rollover at the end of the year, so it's available for future health expenses. High deductible health plans, which are a requirement for HSAs, aren't always the best options for patients, especially those who expect to have significant healthcare expenses in the future. Those patients may be better off with an insurance plan that charges them premium upfront, but covers a greater percentage of their costs. Now, the health savings account is like a personal savings account, but it can only be used for qualified healthcare expenses. To be eligible, you must be enrolled in a high deductible health plan. High savings accounts also have some important tax advantages. Now, here we're going to talk about some of the advantages. Many expenses to qualify. Eligible expenses include a wide range of medical, dental, and mental health services. They are explained in detail in the IRS publication 502, Medical and Dental Expenses. Others can contribute. Contributions can come from you, your employer, a relative, or anyone else who wants to add to your HSA. The Internal Revenue Services does, however, set limits. For 2020, for example, the limit is $3,550 for individuals and $7,100 for families, plus an additional $1,000 catch-up contribution for anyone age 55 and older at the end of the tax year. Now, pre-tax contributions are typically made with pre-tax dollars through payroll deductions at your employer. As a result, They're not included in your gross income and are subject to federal income taxes. In most states, contributions are subject to state income taxes anyway. Now, tax deductibles, after-tax contributions, if you make contributions with after-tax dollars, you can deduct them from your gross income on your tax return, reducing your tax bill for the year. Now, we're going to go on to tax-free withdrawals from your HSA are not subject to federal or, in most cases, state taxes if you use them for qualified medical expenses. Now, you have an annual rollover. You have probability, convenience. You can have a debit card. There are a few disadvantages, too. You have pressure to save, taxes and penalties, record keeping and fees. But overall, I would suggest getting something. Many things can happen with our bodies. And we have an upcoming guest, and hopefully we won't have any technical difficulties getting the doctor through. Dr. Bruce Lee, the inventor of the Acessa system for the treatment of uterine fibroids and co-founder of Halt Medical. So hopefully we won't have any problems getting him through. If we do, we're just going to keep it moving. And if you have any questions, you can feel free to call in about your health care savings. Okay, your HSAs. Now, you can call in and talk to us about that at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or you can email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. Now, when it comes to women's health, this is a complex issue, especially in the minority community. Now, we have in certain states, and especially unfortunately in southern states, where it's not the best health care. Trust me, I've been through it. So we have to either travel to different states like California and different places to receive the kind of health care that we deserve or need at the time, because maybe they may not have heard about it. They may not be up to speed on new advances, but in certain areas of the United States and also in other countries, they're going to be definitely advanced on things that we may not have access to or even knowledge of at the time. And the Acessa treatment was one of those things. It was, used overseas before it was used here, but it is FDA approved. And I'm going to be a wonderful recipient of that treatment. So I want to say, when it comes to women's health and my personal experience, I'm just going to say believe us when we say something is wrong. And make sure you check, and double check, because no one knows your body like you. And when you know something is wrong, something is off, I don't care if it's a sniffle, I don't care if it's an ache and pain, I don't care if it's a chill, I don't care what it is. You're going to know when something was wrong before anybody else. And sometimes you may not be able to have the terminology for it, but you will know by identifying it. And then please co-sign for your women, sisters, mothers, and sisters, mothers, daughters, wives, fiancés, please co-sign for these women, because so many times it's brushed aside because we are strong women. And we also get that very much so in the African-American community. I hate to say that again, to where it can be unbearable and be against the well-being of your health. When someone says something is wrong with them, believe them the first time, because most likely you don't want it to be your last time with them saying something or complaining about their health, because most of the time it's just kept to ourselves. And we keep it pushing. We can handle a lot. Trust me, if we can have babies, we can handle a lot of pain. But there's a lot of things we do not need to handle on our own or just need to handle at all. It should be preventative health care. And let me talk about preventative health care. Let's just say, again, I'm going to say this again. I was on set, and I had a woman there who had a attitude all of a sudden. She just was moody, and I was wondering what was wrong, and I talked to her, and come to find out she had a large fibroid that she was dealing with, and it was where she had to have a removal of this fibroid, and she was literally going the next day to have the surgery. And I told her about the asbestos treatment, and she knew nothing of it. So I don't know if she took my word and took me up on checking this out or not. But either way, I was able to pass on this information. The more information you have about the new studies and things that come out for women, the better, especially if you are a business owner and business leader. You need to understand that if you have women in the company, and you will, you need to focus on health care and child care. That makes a big difference with your staff, because women, we literally run the world, and we run beautiful organizations if given the opportunity. If it's not our, please take care of the women in your group. But if you have anything you'd like to say, you can always email us about any healthcare issues, anything you're worried about. And I'm going to suggest an awesome movie. We're talking about insurances and things. It's called Sticko. Very, very good. Pay attention to this. It's pretty good. But you can email us again at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. And I think we are having some technical difficulties with Dr. Lee, and we will have him again. So we're going to have a part two of It's a Wrap Wednesday. But until then, people, I want you to keep in mind of your health. I want you to do good and bad.